Thursday, September 7th, 2023. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Stephen Cholak and is taken from Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31. There was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate was laid a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, even the dogs came and licked his sores. The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried, and in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he called out, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame." But Abraham said, "Child, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. And besides all this, between us and you a great chasm has been fixed, in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from here to us." And he said, "Then I beg you, Father, to send me my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that I may warn them, lest they also come into this place of torment." But Abraham said, "They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them." And he said, "No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent." He said to them, "If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead." The rich man and Lazarus. Jesus doesn't name the rich man. The rich man has no name in the kingdom of heaven. He was known by all on earth, but he won't be known in hell. He has no faith. Jesus names Lazarus. He receives his bad things in life, but because of his faith, Lazarus lives in heaven forevermore. Lazarus is a child of Abraham by faith. The blood of Jesus covers him as it does each of you. In life, Lazarus didn't even have the power to push away the dogs. Now he reigns with the Almighty. However, the rich man keeps giving commands. Even hell doesn't humble him. Unbelief is very self-exalted. Unbelief denies the Word of God and its power. Unbelief turns to the extraordinary when God is working in the ordinary. It was the whole point of Moses and the prophets to give the gospel of Jesus to God's people. It is the whole point of the New Testament to give the gospel of the cross to you. Moses and the prophets testify concerning one who rose from the dead. Thanks be to God for his visitation among us. Amen.